This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let A show you how.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend about Ace on the House. That's Eric Stromer over
Freaky
there.
Freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky, man. And I want to thank our sponsors for this show, purple.com/Ace, blindsgalore.com, TommyJohn/Adam, TommyJohn.com/Adam, and SimplySafe/Ace, SimplySafe.com/Ace, and Geico as well. So, Stromer... I popped a couple of drains in my deck.
Yeah.
Pretty easily.
Exterior deck. Tell me the circumstance.
I built a deck and I skinned it with like an inch and an eighth sturdy floor kind of TNG whatever. And then I just put the super rubberized elastomeric decks and whatever over the top of it.
Where you can just hose it and it's all good.
And it's pretty good. But speaking of hosing, I got a couple of pockets where it's a big, broad deck, and there's a couple of pockets where the water builds up where it's not making it over the edge of the front step. I sloped it a bit, but not quite enough in a couple of spots.
Yeah.
And it bothered me that the water would gather there and it would kind of stain the deck and blah, blah, blah. And I just decided the other day, I'm just going to pop in a couple of drains that just go through it and go into the dirt underneath it. Like, I don't need to have a gutter system or anything. Just
right.
Go through the deck, land in the dirt underneath the deck.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So I was kind of went to the Home Depot or the Osh or wherever I went yesterday, and I was trying to figure out, like, the deck's only an inch and an eighth thick.
Yeah,
I wanted something that would just pop through. I didn't want a lot of hassle, like getting up underneath it and screwing up and stuff like that. I just found some plastic exterior ABS type 3-inch drains.
Yeah, and it has that little cap that you can pop in, right, with the slats going across.
Yeah, the slats. Yeah. This is just one piece, like molded one piece.
Yeah.
It's got a lip around the top.
Oh, that's good.
It comes down about an inch and a quarter, inch and a half. And I was like, all right, so how am I going to get these things that are round to drop in? And so listen, everybody. You really have to kind of figure out the right tool and the right modality. Like, yeah. I can't tell you how many times I see people go, oh, that all thread's sticking out, so I'll get the jigsaw and I'll put the metal blade on it. It's like, just get a thin cutoff wheel and just cut it off with a right-hand grinder.
Right.
Like, it's so much easier with a wheel than it is with something that you're going at.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
And it's going to be ugly when you're done going at it.
Cut,
right. And so... there's so many times when I see people, like, they go, oh, so get a jigsaw and cut a circle in your deck, and it's like, that's going to look like shit.
Yeah.
It's going to look like
shit. It'll never be right.
The top is, well, as a matter of fact, I took a couple of pictures of it. Gary can go get my phone. The reason I took pictures is really just because Rob smeared caulking all over the top of it. I wanted to make fun of him. But but what I did is it's round.
Yeah.
It's got a lip.
Yeah.
And I just went and got the piece, and I walked down to the drill bit center.
Would you get yourself a little hole hog, did you?
Hole saw. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know how you know you've arrived?
Huh. You get the whole set? You buy the whole set?
No. Yes.
Okay.
But no.
Okay.
When you look at a drill bit that's like $19 and go, so what?
I can get that.
I'm worth it.
You might even be able to get a diamond blade.
When I was like young and struggling, I'd look at a drill bit for like $7 and I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, you get the off brand.
Yeah, I'll get the paddle, the Forstner bits, a little rich for my
blood.
That's
it, I know.
Like,
you're right.
A lot of sweating over bits.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I wouldn't, the thing
bits
is.
Bits and then types of saw blades.
And not only that,
yeah.
I used to look at some like carbide tipped router bit with a half inch shank and be like, $31.
That's way beyond
for
me.
The bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird because in my world, when I was poor, I could spend $180 on a good Bosch jigsaw
right.
and be fine with it.
Right.
But somehow, spending the money on the bits that just got dull.
Now that's extravagant.
That's extravagant.
That's so, true. That's a very good point. I know that.
I looked at this piece and yeah. I said, I'll get the hole saw.
Did you get Milwaukee, did you?
I got the Milwaukee hole saw.
Boy.
I got the one that was right about, we'll show you. I'll show you the wide picture okay. first. It's just sticking out my back door, and you can see where the deck is all stained. Yeah. It's all painted up now, by the way, which
is
nice.
So how did you seal the flange to the decking?
Well, here's what I did, and here's the other thing. I don't like to over-engineer things.
Yeah.
You have to sort of ask yourself, like, what is stuff doing? What are you asking it to do?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And you could see when you guys go to Ace so on that, the
so
roof
So that's
picture.
The puddling
yeah.
mark
yes.
from the water.
Yes.
I got you.
I took water. I put it up there.
Yeah.
I found out where the deep spot was.
Okay.
And I popped a hole.
Well, that's a good idea, my friend.
Right there. Now, yeah. when Gary shows you a close shot, you'll just see how the thing does it. And you also see we can make fun of Rob for sloshing too much caulk on there. But anyway, I got the hole saw.
Yeah. Ooh, that's bad. What? That's like, who would do that?
My guys.
Okay, good.
But I said to him today, I said, Rob, can you just wipe this shit off like when you're done? And he said he was putting it on fat so I could sand it off or
That's
something like
lies.
That. I don't know.
Yeah.
I believe the boy. Either way, we sanded it off. We got to scuff it
you
anyway
did?
And paint it. It'll look amazing.
What
and
I like mostly, though, are the slippers that almost look like little deer heads
Thank
coming
you.
Into
those
the
are,
photo.
Those
it's
are
very
my
nice.
Slippers. Yeah. I walk around in a bathrobe slippers. I do construction in a bathrobe and slippers. Now,
very
Matt,
very Nolte, by the way. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, at the end of the, at some point, you can send Rob a text or something, and he'll send you a picture of a freshly painted deck, and you'll see just how amazing it looks.
Okay.
I actually have it.
Just give me one moment here.
You do?
Yeah, I texted him earlier when you started this story and asked for the photos.
Jeez, Gary, getting up ton
give
on
Give yourself
us.
An emotional race.
He's
Holy
producing, baby.
Moly.
That's producing. Let me tell you about Purple first. The quality of your sleep affects the quality of your life. I've always said a good mattress is key. Actually, I say a good TV and a good mattress, and you're about halfway home in life. Now I say get Purple. Feels different than anything you've ever experienced. Brand new material developed by an actual rocket scientist. Firm, yet soft, and it's breathable. So you look and feel great. It looks great, and you feel great. 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, return for full refund. But you're going to love it. 100 nights. You can try it for 3 months plus. They got a 10-year warranty, free shipping and return. Shows up like a giant burrito. And I unfurled it, and I put it on my daughter's bed on the platform I built her, and it is majestic. It feels unbelievable. And right now, our listeners can get a free sheet set, plus a mattress protector with the purchase. Just go to purple.com/ace. That's purple.com/ace. So I got the hole saw.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's a pretty close,
got
a pretty tight picture on that. There. I was looking for more of the overall deck. But thanks. Yeah, what
but,
we did
but
is...
you know what that does?
Yeah.
It reveals that the fat caulk is now...
We sanded it
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it looks okay.
We scuffed it.
Yeah.
And we just painted the whole thing.
What'd you paint it with?
Like an elastomeric rubberized, like exterior, whatever. It's good. It's
it
good for
great.
About a year, and then you have to roll it over. You have to roll it out, and it takes about 2 hours.
Stains be gone.
Deal.
Am I right?
Stains be gone. And and it turned out good. And so what I did is I took my first hole saw.
Yeah.
My first hole saw was just a little bit bigger
sure.
than the... The diameter of the top of the right. drain.
Would we call that an escutcheon?
Ooh, an escutcheon.
Or is that more of an overmount for plumbing fixtures?
Jesus it Christ.
Could, you know?
Yeah, there's Pullmans, there's escutcheons, there's Scuppers.
Scuppers.
I like a scutcheon.
Yeah, I did too.
I like a scutcheon.
That's the name of my band.
I like scupper. There's a few. We're going to have to come up with a list of things that I like in the construction realm. But, God, there's a whole bunch of. Oh, you know what's a solid one? Plinth block.
Bring it.
You know what a plinth
Hell
block
yeah.
is?
Hell yeah. Jesus.
Now, at some point, every time I say to somebody, when somebody says to me, do you know who Prince Ferdinand was? And I go, yes, I do. They go, who? Which is kind of weird because it's essentially calling you a liar, but people do it every single time. And no, they go, who's won the most Super Bowls? Do you know? And I go, yes,
yeah,
I do.
Of
and
course
they go,
I do.
Who? Which is like them going, hey, adult, liar. Why would they do that? I had to resist asking you your definition of a plinth block.
But I'd like to tell you, and let me know if this is correct. Isn't the plinth?
Hold on.
Yes.
What?
Okay. A plinth block is the piece of trim that the molding sits on top of to give you the decorative look of old-style trim configurations around windows, and I would say primarily during the turn of the 19th century.
That, I got to tell you, the plinth block. Yeah, so I'll put it to you this way.
It's pretty close,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
A plinth block,
yeah.
Now we mold out a door, we cut 245s, we make a 90 at
Correct.
The top. They
that's
didn't
right.
do it that way. They put a square up there and they just butt
they didn't have the
one
ability
to it and
cut,
butt the
cut
other
angles.
To it.
Right.
And then they'd come down and butt the square at the bottom and the baseboard would
Correct.
Butt.
Do you think that the invention of the plinth block was to get around the idea that they couldn't cut the angles at that point, or it just is a decorative thing?
I'm trying to think. I lived in a house that had plinth blocks.
Yeah.
Oh, there's our painted deck.
Jeez, it looks like the ocean, a friendly sea, if you will.
It's beautiful,
isn't it? It is beautiful.
So the plinth block,
yeah.
Well, you can avoid using a miter box.
Correct.
I'm sure they had the ability to have a miter box.
Yeah, because they made fine furniture with
right.
all sorts
but
of angles.
I think it was considered kind of low rent to have the two ends come together in that sharp corner.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's more decorative and frilly
right.
to have those beautiful details.
Either
there
way,
it is.
It's a plinth
that's
block.
That's the one I like.
So I got...
Thank you, Gary. Gary's producing the shit
he
out
is,
of the show today, isn't he?
Poochie's uncle say
Jeez.
He's in danger of overproducing the show. And he was on the sales side. So what I... It's an old reference. So what I got is I had my
yeah.
drain.
Okay.
And I got a hole saw that was... a tad bigger
yeah.
for the lip, and then I dropped it down about half an inch for the or a quarter inch
oh,
for the parts that dropped
not.
Through, and I created an edge.
Oh,
and I
so
didn't.
It's recessed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're.
I did,
oh,
I did
that
my,
is beauty.
I did my first drill down about a quarter inch, and then I did the second drill all the way through.
Oh, that's a whole nother
level. And then
level.
I cleaned off the edge.
Yeah, no.
And then I glued up the edge and glued up the inside, and I primed it up too because
yeah.
I don't want any bare wood.
No.
And then I. Flush mounted it, sits perfectly. It's not going anywhere. There's no reason to get any screws out or epoxy or anything. I just gooed it up
sure.
with exterior caulking and down.
So
it's not like
you've asked it to shed water into a plastic hole and be seated so that it's flush to the deck and seamless. You've created what would, in effect, be the textbook installation for this application.
Right. The only problem now is... The seal was broken because I came outside and I had about four or five of them, and Rob had them all facing random directions.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I tell people all the time, you think things are random. There's always a choice to be made.
Right.
You always can have a choice. And these things have a grid on them. And the grids were facing 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And
right.
my thing is like, make them all go the same direction. Make it look like you knew what you were doing. Like make them all go right to left or make them all go straight ahead or whatever it is. Don't have them all in random directions.
Yep.
So once you paint the thing, it doesn't make a difference. But you always have a choice in things you don't think you have a choice
okay,
in.
Okay, I thought I was crazy and OCD, but you know
See,
because
look at it.
When people when people put electrical plates on, if they
They're
don't
screws.
Make the it makes me insane. I've met my doppelganger.
Let
God
me tell
bless
you. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I know.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I know. You can take the pictures down here. Thank you. Worked out. Took 5 minutes. But I, by the way, when you come up with a good system,
yeah.
I had a guy who's not a good carpenter. When I went outside right. and I got the hole saw and I went, here's how it's going to work. Here's how you do it.
Yeah.
First made sure, by the way, did a little eighth-inch test hole to make sure we weren't hitting a joist
sure.
or on top of
yeah.
a joist or
yeah,
somewhere
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Once I explained to Rob, not journeyman carpenter, Rob, how to do this job,
yeah.
and I came out there with the tools and went,
yeah.
use this one first, go down a quarter inch, then
right.
pop it out, go all the way through. Took him about 35 to 40 minutes. He put four of these in perfectly.
You know why?
Because I came up with the
no,
fucking
no.
system.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Right. Because if I'd given him a jigsaw
yeah.
and a router
yeah.
and said, good luck,
right.
he'd run back in the house in 2 hours with blood coming from his arm,
that's
screaming
right.
with one of them halfway
fat,
in.
Fat coming out of a wound.
That's
it
right.
It would be one of those cuts.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
God bless
mm.
America. Guess what? Mm. Summer is here, and you got to ask yourself, how old are your cotton boxers? Are they soggy? Are they damp?
Well, I got Tommy John, so
right?
no good.
They weren't designed to handle all that sweat. Oh, no. Check out Tommy John. Combines the latest in fabric technology with patented wedgie-proof designs. And by the way,
what's that say?
That says Tommy John. Watch this. I'm going to pull up on the
no.
front of his pants.
That's wedgie-proof.
Can you feel that?
No.
No. Okay. I just pulled his pants up and nothing happened, right? Wedgie proof, almost like wearing nothing at all. No swamp-like conditions down below. Tommy John's moisture-wicking fabrics, full it pulls perspiration right off the body, right? Almost like a second skin, if you
mm-hmm.
will, right? Cool cotton fabric dries 4 to 5 times faster and keeps you 2 to 3 times cooler than traditional cotton. This is a big deal to me. You know why? Because I have a family of kids that pull wedgies on me often when I bend over to pick stuff off the floor. And guess what? Doesn't happen. Backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee. Stay cool all summer long with Tommy John. No adjustment needed. Matt?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
By the way, that's the closest I'll ever get to having sex with you.
That was good for me. Hey, Steve, 34, St. Louis.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
sir.
I had a quick piece of advice. I need to know if you guys think that I'm a hack or a genius.
Okay.
So I have this glass tile in my shower, on the base of the shower in the pan, and a little chip of it came out and created kind of like when a rock comes up and sort of hits your windshield and
mm-hmm.
kind of cracks it slightly. No more than like a half an inch. And thinking of the windshield, I thought to myself, well, I don't want to replace this subway tile that's like 3 inch by 6 inch. I don't want to like, you know, just get it out of there and just replace it. So I went to the store and grabbed one of them windshield fix kits
mm-hmm.
and put the windshield fix, the resin over top, and then just let it cure in the light. And seems to look like nothing ever happened to the tile, but I'm not sure. I'm assuming because the windshield can be outside in the elements, in much worse elements than your shower, I'm assuming that's not going to have any problems going forward, but I wanted to see what your thoughts were.
My vote is genius.
I label you genius.
Yeah.
I have you're talking to the guy who painted his refrigerator and oven with automotive paint, and then I would have ass wipes go, well, how durable is that? I'd go, I don't know. How fucking durable is the hood of your car? I don't know. You think a refrigerator door takes more punishment than the hood of your car, fucking genius? People do it all the time. It's like, I brought it to an automotive place, haven't painted it with automotive paint. Yeah, how's that going to hold up? I don't know. How's your hood holding up, douche? Shut up. One's horizontal and indoors.
Right.
The other's vertical and indoors.
The worst that can happen to the panel of the door is you brush up with your robe.
Yes, I know. My super soft microfiber robe. I like it. And to all the, you must, when people say, like, I repaired it with windshield repair kit, they'll go, ooh, that's your shower, though. How is that? Is that going to be durable enough?
When your wife's lathering up her body with soft soap,
that's right.
Will it somehow impair the repair? Absolutely not.
I like it.
I think you're a
but
genius.
But it begs a bigger question. What's all the Safeguard commercials I see? Like, Safeguard repair, Safeguard replace. And it's like, hey, the grandpa's taking his two white grandkids and the one black friend to the park. And then, like, oh, but he got a rock chip on the way in. Like, ooh, now they got to go home from the park. Wait a minute. Grandpa's getting on the phone. He's calling the guys from Safeguard. And, like, they're coming out to the park to meet him. I think I could live 2,000 lives and I would never run into this scenario where I was taking my kids to the park, but I got a stone chip on my windshield. And I was like, oh, we got to turn back. Dad, we're only a block from the park. Yeah, but we got to take surface streets home and we're nearly a mile from the park. So, I know it's bright, sunny skies, but you never know when a hailstorm is going to hit.
Evil is lurking.
And, all right, and then at the park, I get on the phone with the guy and go, look, I'm going to be throwing the Nerf ball around for about another 20 minutes. That's right. We'll be right out. We'll replace that windshield. It's a weird scenario. Like, I don't know who their advertising firm is, but this guy's going, all right, Brad, picture this. I storyboarded it.
You know how about this? You know how when you drive to the park and the rock hits your windshield and it creates panic? Scenario.
That feeling, we have to turn around and go home and your day is ruined. You know how happens all the time? Okay. That's the theme of this commercial.
Yeah.
I've seen that commercial 2,000 times, and I'm like, commercials resonate more with me. Like, I go, I think I understand what's going on in that Massengale commercial. Yeah. I do identify with it. I may even pick up some product.
I might get one.
But
just because it's soft and fluffy.
The Safeguard commercial. Safeguard repair. Safeguard repair. And I've never had it where my wife's day's been ruined by stone chip or windshield.
No.
But evidently, these guys are doing gangbuster business because I've seen tons of these commercials.
Yeah. Well, the next one is going to be the kids, you know, they're going to the party where there's a bouncy bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandpa's got to pull over and call the glass place while the kids are in the bouncy bounce.
I think Grandpa got his windshield fixed while he was still at the park.
Yeah, I think so.
Gary, you've got to find that commercial now. Where is that thing?
I'll find it.
All right.
Yeah. With a newfound confidence, Gary says, "Yes, I can.
Yes, I can." All right. Let's talk to Chris, Canada, 37.
Oh, Canada, what's happening, baby?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, good.
Yeah, man. Where are you calling from?
Calling from near Ottawa in Canada.
Right on. My dad's from Winnipeg, so there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
It's a tough country.
It's big flies out there. Huge.
I've been to Winnipeg in the middle of the winter.
They call it Winterpeg, I think.
I did a show there in like January.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Now you know what the Stromer lineage comes from, my friend.
Viking.
Yeah,
Viking lineage. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I do a whole lot of repairs, both on my home and in some commercial buildings, and I'm also a farmer. And basically, I've ended up with a massive collection of excess material. You know, things like last week I had to buy like a cuttable gasket material. I needed a 5x5, you know, inch square, and I have now like a 2-square-foot piece left over. And I have that times 10,000 in my garage, and I don't know what to do to sort of organize it because it feels bad to throw it all away.
You've hit on the general contractor's biggest curse and windfall because it comes down to, and tell me what you think, but it comes down to, will you ever use it again? And I say probably not. After having I literally have a 150 by 200 square foot lot behind my home that's mine that I had completely filled with crap. And I just did this a couple of months ago where I just got a dumpster and threw everything out.
Yeah, the sad part is you store it for a number of years until it's damaged to the point.
From the sun and the rain, whatever.
Yeah, where you're emotionally prepared to throw it out.
Right.
I do like sending it with people. I don't like the idea of throwing it out. I don't need to get paid for it.
Right.
I just don't need I don't want it to go into a landfill. So try to find, I'll put stuff out on the curb and like put a note on it. Does anyone want this? You know, like, and at least around here, you have enough sort of catfish wandering around to clean.
Except Toilet Alley, apparently.
Well, no, I ended up repurposing one of those toilets. I mean, one of the lids. I did tell you that.
No,
didn't I
didn't hear this. The follow-up was not told to me.
And you know, I like to announce that my theme is you're not as good as you think you are. Yeah. And my toilet at the other shop apparently needed some jiggling.
Yeah.
And somebody, now let me explain something. Everyone who takes the toilet tank lid off does not set it on the floor. They set it like on top of the toilet or on top of the toilet seat. And now you have these sort of uneven surfaces that are married. The toilet seat's got a little crest on it. The other thing's got a rounded edge. It's not quite right. And they set it on the toilet seat. And it's a little precarious.
Right.
But it's fine. But then they decide, oh, I can go eat lunch and come back and jiggle this thing. And at some point, someone walks in and their knee brushes it and it slides right off the top and it breaks.
Right.
Because it's very brittle.
Right.
Then it was announced to me that we had a toilet and the toilet was fixed, but we had no lid for it and we for the tank. Well, actually, to be fair, the way it was described to me by Rob, which there's a lot of this in my life, where it's like, hey, boss, we got to throw away the toilet. And then I go, why? The lid's, toilet lid's bad. And I go, the lid's bad? Yeah. Well, go buy a new lid. They don't make them. Well, just get the whole thing. Get the seat and the lid. So to just bolt it on. Yeah, they don't have those. They don't have toilet seats? So go to Home Depot and go get a toilet. No, the lid. Yeah, the lid. Yeah. No, the tank lid. Okay, say tank. Would you please say tank? Please say tank. The thing has two lids.
Right.
89% of us think toilet seat lid and the other think tank lid. Right. And those are criminally insane people. And we could forego this long, confusing conversation where I'm not getting what you're talking about. Also, when the guy knows everything goes, just go to Home Depot and grab one and come back.
Right.
There's no way I think you can go to Home Depot and just buy the vitreous China lid
that's right.
for the tank right. and come back. They don't sell those separately. I would know. Nobody knows that better than me. Right. But anyway, long story short, another industrious worker decided to go walk the back streets where the toilets come to die.
Yeah.
You know. It's a fair trade. I don't pay anything in taxes. And in return, I live in a toilet strewn. Oh, I pay a shitload in taxes. In return, I get toilets everywhere. Yeah. But he just walked out to the street.
Yeah.
Not a good sign. And went and got the toilet lid on one of the spare toilets.
It fit?
And it fit.
No.
Yeah.
How fortuitous.
Yeah. Except for a week later, I had to clean it properly because I had a big thing of schmutz on the top of it. And then I had to yell at everybody, don't bring the stupid thing in without cleaning it, would you?
Because it's someone else's schmutz.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You got Grandpa at the park with the new windshield?
Oh, there it is.
At Safe Flight Auto Glass,
here he comes.
We know that when you're spending time with the grandkids,
Every
minute counts.
He's got two white grandkids and one black grandkid.
And you don't have time for a cracked windshield.
No.
Oh, no.
Here they come.
That's why at Safe Flight, we'll show you exactly when we'll be there with a replacement you can trust.
Well done, sir.
Looks great.
Thanks for choosing Safe Flight.
Thank you.
Bye.
Saving you
time.
All right,
hold on. Let me just try to digest what just happened here. He went to the park. He didn't notice there was a chip in his windshield on the way to the park.
No, it was well into their play session.
They were already going full Superman on top of that sod hill.
He saw it from like a distance.
They all skipped the scene where the grandkid chipped it, and then he backhanded his kid and said, what am I supposed to do now?
And it was the black one. And he was like, Gerard, you know I never approved of this. And I didn't want you in this family, and for reasons like this. You understand?
And the kid left his head to the side.
Yeah, just left it there because he knew he deserved it.
And he got the wrong color cape as a result.
So the chip wasn't in the... I think it's safe to say that the chip wasn't in the windshield on the way there. He just happened to notice it halfway into his play date. And then, evidently, this happened so often to this gentleman that he just had the Safe Flight app on his front of his phone.
Sure,
and he was like, hey, man.
Well, because he just tracks other people's cars delivering windshields around the town.
I'm going to be at the park for about another 11 hours. Well, until just like 6 hours after it gets dark. Yeah. So, would you like to come repair my car? Also, I just don't feel like the transition would be that fast. The guy comes pulling up. He's a one-man band. He's got the weird, crazy Hubble telescope arm coming out from the side.
Do they have that, really? That must be a thing.
Did you see? Yeah. One dude cannot put in a car windshield. It's a two-dude job. This guy had a whole easel system.
It was like an undulating arm with suction cups that delivers it and cranks down into position, like a drywall lift almost.
Who amongst us would not wait till they got home? Also,
but I might break my own windshield because this intrigues me now to see if that one arm thing comes to the site.
I'm much more intrigued by the fact that this guy was speeding to the park. Here, okay, let me tell you what's flawed about all this stuff. I should sit in every room where every human being has an idea and interject, no matter what
probably
the subject is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, first things first. The park and the small grandkids are always local. You go to the local park. I have parks by my house. There's a number of them. I go and I take my son and we throw the football around. We have to decide, like, should we drive or should we walk? Like, they're that close. You don't go to a park that's in a different jurisdiction.
Right.
You go by definition, the park is your park. It's close to your house. You don't go to a park on the other side of town. Number one. Number two, there is thus, you've removed all urgency, meaning there's no reason why you couldn't drive home, call SafeLight, and go inside and watch TV and have them come replace your windshield or do it the following morning or whatever it is. What it should have been is Grandpa is on a road trip with the kids and they pulled into a diner or something like that, and he saw the chip, and they can't continue the road trip safely
correct.
With this busted up windshield.
That is true.
Yes?
Yes, because
the park you could walk home from.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would give you time then to drop the child off to give him a proper beating who chipped the windshield and then take it to the shop
well,
to get it
repaired. I don't know that it was the black kid, but come on, Stromer. I mean, come on.
Thank you.
Did somebody at the park chip that windshield?
I don't know.
It wasn't chipped on the ride in. He wouldn't have noticed it, right?
I don't think so.
There was nobody else at the park.
Or was there?
You were right on the first time, I think.
Chipped it, the black kid?
I mean, the kid.
Well, it could have been one of the white kids, but come on. Come on. We got the one where the mom gets a chip on the windshield. If Lynette got a chip on her windshield, the over-under on her having it repaired would be never. At some
she
point,
wouldn't do it ever.
I'd point
she wouldn't
it
even
out
notice
I,
it.
I mean, for some point, I'd say something about it. Like the fifth time, we'd have a huge argument, and then I'd call SafeLight to come out. There's no part of her fiber that'd be like, hey, we're at the gymnasium. Hell, we got to get SafeLight out to the gym.
Before you get in that car, Lynette, get SafeLight there now. Now.
What if Nils was coming into town? Then?
Well, if Nils Lofgren was coming to town, there might be a move. All right, let's see. Let me do a spot, and then we'll show the next one. This is Mom at the gym.
Yeah, she's at the kids' basketball game.
Oh, this is another one? Look, can we see this after the read? Let's see.
Yes,
please.
We can.
Blinds galore. They got a huge 4th of July sale.
Yeah, they do.
It starts this week, up to 50% off everything. One of their biggest sales of the year. So hurry to blindsgalore.com. Ford ends next Thursday, July 5th. Summer's here. Keep your home cool and save on your energy bill. I got to tell you, people, not having that hot sun blast.
It's everything.
Blast
everything.
Through that window and just blast
the greenhouse
and
effect occurs.
Oh, but
right?
What it does to carpet and furniture, it just destroys it. Over 2 million windows and counting, Blinds Galore knows how to get the right window coverings at a great price. Our experts will be there to guide you every step of the way. I have them at the home. I have them at the studio. Matt has them at his home. We all use them. You know, Drew uses them as well. It's Blinds Galore, right, man?
That's right. BlindsGalore.com makes it easy to get the designer blinds and shades you've always wanted without the designer price tag, especially during their big 4th of July sale where you can get up to 50% off everything. Go check out BlindsGalore.com and let them know we sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
All right, Mama noticed she's got a cracked windshield coming out.
Your life can be.
Oh,
no.
This mom didn't have time to worry about a cracked windshield, so she scheduled at SafeLight.com.
Wait, can you stop, Gary? Go back and look at the concern of the daughter when she realizes mom does have a crack. Look at her.
Oh, no.
This mom didn't have time to worry about a cracked windshield,
the daughter.
So she scheduled at SafeLight.com.
I said to Natalia, hey, Natalia, look at the chip she gave. I'm playing Fortnite, bitch. Get out of my grill. And I'd go, well, the car, well, fuck it. I'll ride home with the Matarisi family, and we'll go to the Habit and eat. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No one cares.
I couldn't even. I bought a new Jag. I got a new Jag like 8 months ago. I pulled in the garage. I came into my house. I said, hey, everybody, I got a new Jag. And they went, yeah, okay. And I went, it's in the garage. You want to check it out? And they went, no.
Yeah. That's right.
So this girl is overly concerned.
So concerned.
The daughter's concerned. The son is devastated by this. Now, are they? They're coming back from the gymnasium, right?
Well, apparently,
are they kidding them?
Let's let this play out.
She had a practice.
Mom didn't have time to worry about a cracked windshield, so she scheduled at SafeLight.com. And with SafeLight's exclusive On My Way text, she knew exactly where I'd be there.
Oh, she could be in the game.
Thanks for your text.
And everything
I replaced
worked.
Her windshield.
Look, stop. There's the thing.
Yeah, that's a different
undulating
device.
Undulating arm.
I feel like the device is different.
Look at that.
It's a good
it's
arm.
It's like space.
It's a suction cup arm. It goes on the thing. The chick is hardcore because she murdered out her Jetta. She blacked out the insignia. Oh, maybe the production company did that.
Yeah.
I replaced her windshield.
Look at that.
Ooh, she daughter's didn't miss a single shot.
Oh.
Giving you more time for what matters most.
Black guy hold up a sign.
That's another SafeLight advantage.
He cracked the windshield. The black dad in that audience. You know he cracked that windshield. You know he did. Someone has to say it. Because you know he did. One random black guy in the audience holding up a sign. He busted that windshield on the way in. You know he did. He's probably the dad of the black kid in the park who busted grandpa's windshield. I'm gonna knit this whole thing together, Stromer.
That's the through line the ad agency provided.
Yeah, now it didn't need to be the black guy in the cardigan next to mom in the audience who cracked the windshield.
No.
It could have been another black guy. We don't know.
No, we don't.
We don't.
All I know is that the windshield is repaired. Thank God.
Matt Fondelier, what is closer to the house? The gymnasium your daughter plays basketball at, or the park? Because I feel these are both places you could have easily and safely. You didn't need to take the highway to get back. You could have just simply taken the side streets, never crossed 35 and pulled back in your house and got it repaired. Right. My feeling is I would not orchestrate this thing when I was at the park or the gym, because my thing is when the game was ending, we'd be walking out to
That's
the
right.
car, and this guy'd be pulling up in his van, and it's another hour and 40 minutes.
Correct. And you wouldn't do it while you were in the game because you want to watch your daughter make that shot.
Why are they obsessed with this being repaired on the road? And again, the girls' basketball game is an hour.
Yep.
Grandpa at the park, he's got the bad hip. That's an hour.
An hour.
These aren't long runs.
No. But there is a through line.
There is a through
line.
And
I'm concerned about that. Someone is breaking something.
All right. Let's see. Well, it's obviously, you know, the African-American community is prominently featured in these. And I say for one reason and one reason only. The kid at the park does look like he could be related to the guy in the stands.
But he has a mask on to try and not be related in terms of physicality to the other gentleman.
Yeah. Gary, see,
it's a disguise.
See if that actor's related to that other actor.
I think they're related.
I'll track it down.
Okay, track it down. Run it down. Google that shit. Who's on line five?
Hey, Ace. This is Jeff.
Hey,
Kansas
Jeff.
City.
41, Kansas City. What's going on?
What? Just quick question. What's your average hourly rate for handyman services out there in L.A.?
Well, handyman's
get it done.
Handyman's a little weird because I never use a handyman.
I do.
Kind of like 50, my guy.
55 to 65 an hour.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it that much?
Yep.
Good golly.
Yeah. No, but That's so you got a guy and he's coming over to your house and it's like, I want you to repair my toaster oven,
right?
And do the shower's dripping and the wife has a crack in her windshield.
Oh,
and she's
wait,
she's calling from a drive-thru. She's calling from Taco Bell drive-thru and she wants it repaired while she's in line.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
She's only 100 meters from the house, she needs it repaired while
in
line.
And that thing is on wheels, so like an IV drip. It can slide along as it's going through the line at Taco Bell.
Gary, I want to see if the articulated arm was the same. I feel like there's a tripod thing with Grandpa. It's the same thing. It sticks on the side of the car and swings.
I believe so, but I will get you some side-by-side. Yeah.
Go ahead, Stromer.
Hey, you know everybody's got a to-do list, right? You drop off the dry cleaning, you pick up some milk. How about Ed save hundreds of dollars on car insurance? And you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. It's, you know, like if a windshield cracks, for example. Mm-hmm. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Obviously, everybody needs to have their car insured. This is a great deal. You just have to go to geico.com. Check rates. I dare you. I urge you to compare. You're going to find this to be the best possible deal. Extra money in your pocket? You bet. That's the most rewarding to-do that you can put on that list today.
Do you think they cover the windshield if it cracked that way?
Good question. I don't know. Very good question. I would assume so, yeah. Geico would do it, but then we wouldn't need the Safelite guys, which I'm inclined to pay extra for now. It's a show, for God's sake. Mm. Who's going to show up, and who broke the window?
Yeah.
Right?
Some black guy.
It's like an episode of Matlock, for God's sake.
And listen, so you guys, I want you to think I'm racist. I'm not saying the black little boy at the park absolutely did it. And I'm not saying the black guy in the stands and the sweater with the sign absolutely did it. I'm saying a black person. Okay? So don't send me all your tweets. Jeff?
I'm on my second windshield from Safe Flight. It's funny you brought
this
up.
No!
Are you kidding?
Yes. Yeah,
did that?
I always took it to the shop because what you're describing seems impossible.
Yeah, it's the same arm.
I brought it to them.
Uh huh. No, you're on your second windshield.
Did you have that nice man that showed up?
Mm.
No, I always brought it to them. I figured mobile thing is impossible.
What happened? You're like driving through a black neighborhood, or what? How did the windshield crack so many times? You went to like an NBA game?
Something about being a contractor. Your windshield must crack at least annually.
Yeah.
Mm. Otherwise, you're not doing it right.
No. Mm. Same with tires, getting nails and screws in them.
Yeah, 50. Oh, but Stromer, $55
yeah.
for a handyman.
That's it, yeah.
Well, then I would say, well, I don't know. That's not Kansas City prices. That's LA prices.
Well, I don't know. But so you show up, you know, like the guy that I use all the time.
With a minimum?
Yeah, I give him 50.
But does he have like a 3-hour minimum or something?
No, he can do an hour. But, you know, that includes...
What do you got a handyman? I've never seen a handyman.
This guy is fantastic. So if you just need screen door stuff or things that you don't want to deal with when you leave a job, I'll just send this guy.
Oh, one of your jobs?
Yeah.
Not your house?
No.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Because then I don't have to mess around with all the little
handyman coming onto a job.
Yeah. Sometimes
I'll
bring him.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Huh.
And same with the cleaning crew, you know? You bring
the
cleaning crew and get it all clean when you leave. You don't have to mess with it.
I get you.
You know?
Jeff?
Yes.
Will you say you're a contractor?
Oh, wannabe. I'm pretty much just handyman status now.
Oh. How do you do it? How do you charge?
I'm $30 an hour, time materials, show up, relatively sober, get it done.
If you get to the job and then you go, oh, I got to go to the store, you're charging for that time too, right?
I normally don't have to go to the store. I carry everything pretty much on the truck. I mean,
I think I could fix most everything, but if you told me to sort out your doorbell, I don't know if I'd be much good at that.
Yeah.
I got to do something that's got a little build.
Bring the guy.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Jeff.
No, I
charge another $5 an hour. You're worth
$5. You're worth $7 an hour.
Will do. Thank you.
All right,
brother.
Hey, can I just ask you something real quick? Remember, we were having a discussion on BMW blue and red.
Yes.
Is that
sorry? Hold on
the inspiration for this logo?
The new logo. Well, yeah, it's interesting.
I like the logo, by the way. Graphic, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go to adamcarolla.com. We did the redid the webpage. And I meant we. I mean, nobody, but everyone but me. But it looks really good, and I guess people are perching my fill the dog towels stuff like that. We have a lot of cool merch and stuff on there. But anyway, somebody, Gary, you got to look through my favorite tweets. We'll see if we got enough time. But I was thinking, yeah, I like the BMW M colors,
right.
And this is reminiscent of them. But then somebody showed me a picture of an old Datsun emblem, like 70s Datsun. You may have just find a picture on the internet of a Datsun emblem, like 70s era, or all they have to do is say Datsun and not Nissan. And don't use the one from the Safe Light commercial, because she had hers covered up with grip tape.
That's
so
right.
That's not going to work. But I do like when, you know, the only good part about being in the business is seeing when people put gaffer's tape on everything.
Yeah. Greeking.
They greek everything.
Why is it called that?
I don't know, but it always drove me nuts, which is, I would always like wear tennis shoes, and they'd go, we got to put some gaffer's tape over that Nike swoosh. And I'd go, or we could just wear them. And they'd be like, no. And then, like, you'd be doing a shoot, and the tape would be peeling off your shoes, and now it's more distracting and weird.
Right.
Anyway, somebody sent me a tweet, and they showed me the Datsun colors, the old Datsun emblem colors. And
this
they
one?
Were like,
oh.
Well, those are the colors, but they showed me a front grill. Look at the front grill for, like, a B210 or 610.
Do you think
and it'll see them vertically and thin, and I'll go, wait, it's like almost the same shade as the old Datsun.
Do you think that Datsun stole the vibe from BMW or vice versa?
No, I am convinced, as I've stated on other programs, and maybe not to you, Stromer.
Yeah.
I have so all the major Datsun race teams, Bob Sharp on the East Coast, BRE on the West Coast, Electromotive, and everything in between. The colors were all coincidentally red, white, and blue.
Interesting.
And it's like, everything's red, white, and blue. Every one of my cars, every one of my Datsuns, red, white, and blue.
You got an inner patriotism that you never even knew.
Well, I see.
God bless America.
It's not me. What it is we got to figure this one out. We just got done bombing Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Now we want to sell the same bitches some cars.
Yeah.
So, if we paint them up like a Zero airplane, like we paint them olive drab green and put a big red circle on the side,
every time
they're not going to buy any of our vehicles.
No.
If we paint them red, white, and blue, win on Sunday, sell on Monday.
Yes.
Cannot be a coincidence that every one of those teams ended up with red, white, and blue.
Graphic design actually has a place in world politics, as
it turns
out. Ask
me what the colors of Shelby America are.
What are they? What are the colors of Shelby America?
White and blue, but no red, just white and blue.
Yeah.
What's Jaguar? British Racing green. What's Aston Martin? Aston Martin Racing green. Germany is silver. Nobody's red, white, and blue, just the Japanese stuff that's here.
Because
they're trying to sell cars.
Interesting.
Now, the British stuff is green because they want to sell us Jags, but they didn't bomb us.
Right.
So they don't care.
All right.
You understand my simple genius?
I do. It's not even simple.
It's complex.
Might be complex.
Gary, front grill, Datsun 610 or B210?
I'm having a hard time finding a good zoomed in picture of the grill, but this is like a gas cap that
that's graphic.
That looks like the Denver Broncos color. Hey, Denver Broncos color.
It's not favorited, but I'm going through your mentions right now. Do you remember approximately when it was?
It was a while ago. It's not worth it. You just got to find a picture of one of those things. There's got to be a picture somewhere on there. Anyway, it's closer to Datsun.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a subliminal thing with
me. Sure is. I like it. Whatever it is.
So go to adamcarolla.com and check that out. Let me tell you about Simply Safe. Safeguard repair. Oh, there it is again.
All right.
We got more pictures of that tire. Still not good, Gary. We'll find a better one.
I'm working on a better one.
What are you looking? Is that a 610 we're looking at?
This one is a 610. I believe it's from a wagon.
Give me a B210. All right. Simply Safe. 2017. Better Business Bureau.
heard more than 5,000 complaints about alarm companies. Home security is at the top 10% of most complained about industries. Can you believe it? Mm-mm. Sounds ironic, doesn't it? But it's true. I believe it. My friends at Simply Safe Home Security treat you right. No contracts, nothing hidden. I've known them for many years. They're good people. They're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 10 years running. A-plus. 10 years running.
That's
reminds
big,
me
that's
of me
a
and
huge
my
deal.
That's like combining my grades from junior high, high school, and part of grade school. A-plus. 10 years running. Over 40,000 five-star reviews online. Simply Safe is what security should be. You're getting the best protection, period. Visit simplysafe.com/ace. That's simply, two I's in there, simplysafe.com/ace. All right, Gary, get rid of that stupid thing that we don't want and put on the thing I do want.
Sorry, I was looking for a 210.
You can continue to scour the internet. But either way, the two dots and colors are probably closer than the two or three, sorry, M colors from the BMW M badge.
Gotcha.
That's what I wanted to say. Right. And I didn't figure it out. Somebody pointed that out to me. All right, live podcast coming up everywhere. Just go to AdamCarolla.com. And check out Chassis. Pre-order Uppity, please. It's out later this month or next month. And then also Indian Wrecking Crew, narrated by Jay Leno. Very good story. So check that out as well. Go to Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y. And check out No Excuses with my friend John Taffer, podcast one, an Apple podcast. You can download No Excuses every Tuesday. Stromer, what do you got?
I'm going to Dallas this weekend to a big tournament.
Make
big.
Sure you don't crack that windshield,
yes.
man. Because I know when you play basketball. All right. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying, mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Carolla Digital.